You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
You got to help us. This teen boy is missing. After a series of one fail after the next, we can't find him. A freshman at Missouri Western State University, the apple of his grandmother's eye, she is with us now, begging for your help to find her grandson, her baby, Tamontez Hurt. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us here at Crime Stories and on Sirius XM 111. How does a freshman at Missouri Western State University vanish? Listen.
Tamontez Hurt is a freshman at Missouri Western State University, but the 19-year-old is originally from St. Louis. On Thursday, February 1st, Hurt is with a friend in Kansas City when he makes an early morning phone call to his grandmother, Tacona Donald Sullivan. She says he isn't sounding like his normal self. He sounds as if he is scared, terrified, in some kind of mental distress. She calls police in Kansas City, and they're able to track Hurt down and take him to St. Luke's Hospital.
So, this freshman is afraid. He's so afraid he calls his grandmother. She can tell something's horribly wrong. So she has him taken to the hospital. She's so convinced something is wrong with her grandbaby. He gets to the hospital. He's clearly in some kind of mental distress. And what do? They let him go. Listen.
Tamontez Hurt is picked up by police in Kansas City after his grandmother calls and tells them she's worried he's having some type of mental distress. Police take Hurt to St. Luke's Hospital, but he's released after a few hours of observation. According to his grandmother, Tacona Donald Sullivan, Hurt is taken by Z-Trip Taxi to the Greyhound bus station. Arriving at the bus station just before noon at 11:53 a.m., the station is closed. Hurt has left his phone in the Z-Trip taxi, and he can be seen on surveillance video trying to get back into the Z-Trip taxi, but is unable to get back into the vehicle. So he starts walking south.
I left my phone in a taxi in New York City. It had all of my photos, everything on it. I did everything. I tried to track it. I tried to get the cab driver. I called the Division of Cab Enforcement. I did everything. I even offered a reward because I wanted the Christmas photos off the phone. I never got my phone back. And I was doing everything I, as a lawyer, knew to do to find my phone. Can you imagine this teen? He's already having some type of a mental episode. So bad that he calls his grandmother for help. And she gets him help. And she gets him. Grandma gets him to the hospital. And then they let him go. In a taxi. And then to top it all off, he leaves his phone in the taxi. He tries to get it back. He can't catch the cab. And now this. Listen to our friends at Crime Online.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol has issued a missing persons report for Tamontez Hurt. Hurt's grandmother, Tacona Donald Sullivan, lives in St. Louis, but she's now in Kansas City to file a police report. Officers are able to find Hurt on traffic cameras on Thursday afternoon, still walking south. He was seen on the traffic cameras near 77th and Troost, so that is where Tacona Donald Sullivan is standing, handing out flyers. She hands out flyers up and down Troost and says she isn't leaving without her grandbaby, 19-year-old Tamontez Hurt.
Can you imagine the grandma out on the street corner handing out flyers? Can we please help her find her grandbaby? A freshman there at Missouri Western State University, Tamontez, just so handsome, last wearing a royal blue Price Chopper uniform polo shirt, green sweatpants. Joining me right now is the grandmother, Tacona Donald. Ms. Donald, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Ms. Donald, tell me what happened. Start at the beginning when you get the phone call from your grandbaby, Tamontez.
When I get the phone call, when I first noticed it, I get up at 3 in the morning, and so I was getting dressed, and I said, okay, I got my coffee and everything. I'm like, what's going on? I called Tamontez. The first call, I missed his call. So I called him back, and I called him back at 3-something. And Tamontez was really, his voice was high-pitched. And I was like, Tamontez, what's wrong? And he was like, Granny, I'm scared. And I said, scared of what? He said, I think somebody did something to me. I think she did something. So I can hear a girl in the back, and I'm like, who is she? Who is she, Tamontez? And he was like, Granny, it's a girl I met. And then he changed, and then he said, I guess he was acting like he was talking to her. He was sounding like he was talking to her because he was saying, what did you do to me? What did you do to me? And I was like, Tamontez, who is that? And he was just so just out of it. And I have an Android phone. Tamontez has the iPhone. And so he knows how to FaceTime me on my Android. We usually meet through Meet. So I said, because at this point, I want to see how he's looking. I was like, Tamontez, what's going on? I was like, Tamontez, FaceTime me. He said, Granny, I don't know how to FaceTime. That really just started making me, because he knows how to FaceTime me. He FaceTimes me all the time. So I ran it through the house, and I'm looking. So I'm trying. I said, who is that? And the girl finally said her name was Naya. And she was like, Tamontez, where are you doing that? And he was like, and I could hear him, like, running. And I'm like, what are you running? And so by this time, I go get my iPhone, because I have an iPhone where I text. Where I just only use it for my grandkids, because for FaceTiming. And so I FaceTime him, and I got my Android, and then I said to Tamontez, calm down, calm down. He was like, just pray with me, Granny, just pray with me. And then I began to pray, and then I said, Tamontez, calm down, calm down. So I get him to calm down, and I remember looking at him in the hallway. I could see his face, but he still looked at like my sweet grandbaby. He still looked at just like him, and I was like, what's wrong? But his eyes was like he was looking at somebody. You know how when you look into the side? And so I was like, Tamontez, who is it? What is going on? And he was like, so at that time, I dialed 911 from my Android, on my Android phone, because I still had him on FaceTime. So I said, can I please get a police to Kansas City? So I asked the girl I was saying in the background of the, because you can see, I said, where is he at? What is the address? And then so she said she was acting like she was kind of stalling. I was saying, and I was trying to make her think that I could pin, that I knew where she was. And so she said 3906 Baltimore. And so I told the police, and when I called the 911, he said, ma'am, you can't call the police from St. Louis to Kansas City. And so I said, what do I do? And so the 911 lady told me to call somebody in Kansas, call a hospital or something. So I Googled a hospital in Kansas, and Truman Hospital came up. So I immediately called Truman, and Truman is the person that called. I told her the situation, and whoever it was, she can hear me on FaceTime with my grandson. She can hear me trying to calm him down. And so she immediately tried to start helping me. So she got 911 on the phone and dispatched 911 to 3906 Baltimore. And then the police must have made it there. She was like, ma'am, they're on their way. And I was like, thank you. And so
By this time, the police is calling me back, and the police is telling me that they can't get in. And so I'm screaming and I'm yelling, somebody go. And so the girl is trying to get Montez to come with her. And I was like, no, Montez, stand right there. Do not move. And so I said, do not move. Do not move, Montez. And he didn't move. And so finally the police came. Where he was, he went down, or however it was, I can't really tell you. But then the police was there, and the police told him to hang up. And I said, sir, absolutely not. I've been on this phone. My grandson is in distress. He said somebody gave him something. He's constantly saying that, asking this girl, what did she give him? What did you give me? And so he asked, the police asked to Montez, what happened? And so Montez said, I don't know. So he said, well, do you want to go to the hospital? I said, he needs to go to the hospital. My grandson doesn't talk like that. He doesn't act like that. Please take him to the hospital. And then so he said, well, the ambulance is on its way. Surely about 2 or 3 minutes passed, the ambulance was there. They study was trying to disconnect me to the phone. So I kept saying, no, to my chest, do not give them permission to take your phone. You have a right to have your phone. You have not committed a crime. Keep your phone, keep the phone, so Granny can see you. And so the ambulance lady, she must have heard me because she could tell I was very concerned. So she said, well, I'm grandma. I'm going to set the phone right here beside him. And even though you can't just look directly, you can hear everything. And I heard him take his blood pressure because I remember she said, to Montez, your blood pressure is 132 over 88. And then she told him his pulse and everything. And then so he was like, I'm okay, I'm okay. And I was like, I said, where is y'all at? And they said, we're on our way to the hospital. I said, what hospital are you taking them to? So they act like, again, like he was, I was like, Montez, do not hang this phone up. I want to stay with you. And he kept on saying, Granny, don't leave me. Don't leave me, Granny. And I said, I'm not. And I stayed on the phone until he got to the emergency room of a hospital called St. Luke's on the plaza. They took him in and they laid down. They took him in the room. I still was on the phone. By this time, I'm on my way to work. And I'm thinking, okay, he's going to be okay. You know, he finally made it somewhere safe. And maybe they can figure out what's going on with them. I told my test, I said, tell them to check you out, to find out what's going on with you, to my test. And he was talking about God. He was talking to, we're spiritual people, but the way he was talking about God, he was talking about God being forgiven. God, he forgive God, and he was going. And I'm like, to Montez, it's going to be all right. And then so he expressed to me, he was like, I stayed on the phone. And I was like, they haven't came in to take your vitals or anything. You know, normally when people take you to the hospital, they come in, they take your vitals and all of those type of things. I don't hear nothing. I said to Montez, he said, well, they just got me laying in. That's how he's talking. He's like, Granny, they got me laying in here. And I said, he said, I'm hydrated. And I was like, hydrated what? He said, he's thirsty. I said, well, go out there and tell him to give you something to drink. And so he went out. He still got me on the phone, Nancy. He still has me on the phone. And he tells them that he's thirsty. And so he tells them that he hasn't been to sleep. And I'm like, why haven't you been to sleep? He said, I haven't been able to sleep, Granny. And so I'm thinking maybe he's suffering from insomnia or something and it's causing, I don't know, but I want them to do their job. All they had to do is their job, and all they had to do is check him out. And then the nurse, about 2 or 3 hours passed. I'm on the phone, but all of a sudden, they're getting ready to discharge. I say, discharge? What do you mean you're discharging him? You haven't, well, ma'am, we did all we can do. We let him got 3 or 4 hours of sleep, and we fed him 4 Sprites. I said, 4 Sprites? Ma'am, I called the police in the ambulance from St. Louis, Missouri to Kansas City because he is not himself. He's like he's having a mental breakdown. Something is not right. And so she said, I can't. I said, well, don't do not discharge him. He can't. I said, take his blood pressure, take his blood, take his urine, do something to let me know that he has not been, you know, laced or done something to. Ma'am, something's wrong with my grandson. That is not how he talks.
What did she say?
She told me, what do you want me to do? I gave him 4 Sprites. What do you want me to do? I gave him 4 Sprites. And then, so she said, I'm going
Wait,
to
when call- you're saying 4 what?
Sprites. Sprite soda. Sprites.
That's it? They gave him a soft drink?
They gave him 4 soft. This is what she explained. So she tells me, well, I'm going to go get the other nurse. So she's snapping at me, and I don't care about her snapping. I said, go get somebody in authority because I asked her, I said, so you mean to tell me all he gets from this visit is a hospital bill? Y'all kept him in there long enough to get a bill. Nobody has assessed him at all. Nobody knows anything. So the nurse comes, whoever she was, she comes back in. She's talking to him. She said, okay, well, we're just going to take your specimen. You can tell he is out of it. He asks her, what is a specimen? Montez, you would have to, this is what she said, to Montez, you have to give us permission. Will, if you do not give us permission, so to Montez, I'm screaming, I'm saying, to Montez, tell them people to check you out. Give them permission to check you out. He said, whatever, my great. He sounded like a robot, like a baby robot. Whatever my granny says, give it to, do it to. I'm like, ma'am, get some help for my grandbaby, please. Please.
And so did they do the test?
She told me she was doing a urine specimen. And about 20 minutes later, she said, well, we going to release him. We didn't find anything in his urine. This is what she said to me.
Okay, so they release him even though you're screaming and begging on the phone and he's clearly out of it.
Not only am I screaming, Nancy, he must have grabbed her hand. She said, why you're holding my hand to my test? He says, I am born again and I'm going to glory.
Oh,
ma'am, do that. And I said to her, do that sound like a sane person? Can you please take my grandson and send him, evaluate him? I will come and get him. I'm 4 hours awake. Can you please take him upstairs to evaluate? Get him evaluated. Do not send him out there.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Bottom line, even with you begging, they released them. They released Tamontez.
They still discharged him. I remember talking to a social worker. I'm begging her, ma'am, do you see how he's looking? Do you see how he's... Well, he's been discharged. Only thing I can do is write a voucher out. We going to send him. I say, send him where? She says he has to get out because we discharged him. I said, well, I tell you what, just send him to the Greyhound bus station and I will get him a ticket. I say, just because if you're going to put him out.
So they get him a voucher in this taxi. It is a Z trip taxi.
And I asked her.
And he goes to the Greyhound bus station.
Yes.
And then
I am on the phone with him when he gets in the taxi.
Okay.
I said to Montez, Granny got to get off the phone. He said, Granny, you said you weren't going to leave. I said, I'm not leaving to Montez. I'm just going to call and book the bus ticket. I can't be on the phone with you at the same time. I don't know how to do that.
He takes a Z trip to Greyhound bus station.
And he goes to the Greyhound bus station. First of all, I don't understand that. You go to the Greyhound bus station. The Z trip lets him off. You let him off. After I booked the ticket, I'm calling to Montez back to back. I'm not getting an answer, Grace. Nancy, I'm not getting no answer. So I'm hysterical. I call back to St. Luke's. They connect me to this social worker. The social worker tells me that she put him in a Z trip. She gives me the reference number. She gives me the cab number. I call the cab. I'm calling the cab and I'm talking with them and they telling me that they can't get in touch with the dispatcher. So I call his mom and I call people that I know that got iPhones. I say, tell me what is Tamontez's location. They telling me he's binging all over the city. I'm like, what?
Because the phone is in the cab. Okay, joining me right now, in addition to Miss Donald, this is Tamontez's grandmother. Can you hear her voice? Can you hear how distraught she is? Her baby, her grandson, is missing. We have a chance to find him. Dave Mack, joining me from Crime Online, the video shows him at the Greyhound bus station.
Do you see how he gets out? He goes to the door. He's holding his hospital papers in his hand like he's got a lunch service. And he gets to the door. He opens the door. He goes back to get back in the Zip Trip car. They won't let him in.
I know. He tries to go back to get his cell phone. He can't get his cell phone. The driver takes off. Dave Mack, joining me. He doesn't seem to understand his grandmother has gotten him a ticket and he walks out.
Right.
The video surveillance shows him walking out.
Actually, when you actually watch the video, the doors of the Greyhound bus station are locked. There are five people on the video and there's more people out there outside the Greyhound bus station at this time. It's 11:53 a.m. But the Greyhound bus station doors are locked and you can see Tamontez walk towards the door. He's holding the papers and he checks the door. Now, everybody that's standing there actually is looking, and we cannot hear it. We can only see it, but they're looking at Tamontez like something is wrong. He approaches the door. He checks it. It's locked. Now, the Z cab car is still sitting right there watching him. They can see that the door is locked, that he can't get in. He turns around and goes straight back to the taxi. Now, it's at this point that his phone is in that taxi. But they don't let him in. They don't unlock the door. And for whatever reason, I don't know what was going on, but his phone is in the car and the taxi won't let him in. So Tamontez just walks away. He walks away from the cab. I don't know why they did not open the door for the man.
And my thing is, if you get him from the hospital and you can see that he was meant, nobody holds papers like that. And the first time I called for help for the police, this is what's strange is to me. It's getting stranger and stranger. The police told me that I wouldn't be able to get that video that you guys are seeing because Greyhound don't cooperate with them. But here's
you've seen the video, right, ma'am?
I'm the one that gave it the video.
Yes, okay. All right, because I'm looking at it right now. Hold on, guys. I want to go to Barry Hutchinson Sr., former veteran law enforcement officer, owner of Barry & Associates Investigative Services in Kansas City. That's where this occurred, Kansas City. Barry, He is last seen just wandering off, walking with his head down. He's not looking one way or the other. And we know he walks for 72 blocks.
That's what the police said. But another thing, Nancy, why won't they show me the surveillance of him walking 72 blocks without nonstop, no going into no business, not looking to the left, to the right? That was one of the first things people teach you when you are learning how to cross the street. Look, left, right, and left. Both ways. This is what the police told me. Detective Martin, he told me he's walking. I said, sir, can you please tell me if it's him? How do I know it's him? He said, I said, why can't we get a missing person? He wouldn't even let us do a missing person or anything. He said, because it looks like he's walking with purpose. I asked him, what does that look like?
Let me understand, Barry Hutchinson, please put these locations in context. What do we do now, Barry?
Well, everything has to be looked at from the last point of where he was seen. And then you just have to re-canvas, see if you can find witnesses that saw him, take statements from them, and just try to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And you know, slowly and methodically, you just follow all the leads that you can, and you try to just find out where he went. Try to get as much video surveillance footage as you can. He could have been hitchhiking. Somebody could have picked him up. One of the very first things I would have done would be to inundate the local media, newspaper, all the television stations, et cetera. Try to get as much public outcry as I could to get intel coming in.
I mean, now? What can I do now? The grandma's been out handing out flyers, for Pete's sake.
This grandma
out on the street. Tell me.
I'm sorry, but I did everything. I couldn't get Kansas City Police Department to help. I had to go to the Highway State Patrol, where Officer Trooper Lane is the only one that reached out to try to help us to put a missing person. And that was the third day. This is crazy.
Guys, I'm looking at Montez right now. This young man is just 3 years older than my baby boy. He is a freshman at Missouri Western State University. The whole family, this is their hope, their dreams, the apple of their eye. They've worked and worked and worked to get this young man to college. He's there, and now this. Tamontez has been missing 2 weeks. Tamontez Hurt, freshman, Missouri Western State University, calls grandma. She realizes something is very wrong. He's not talking like himself. He's talking about going to heaven and to glory. And he's calling out to grandma. She gets him to the hospital. They release him after doing basically nothing there at St. Luke's Hospital.
Through a series of
mishaps, the cab drives off with a cell phone. His grandma has been on with him nonstop. He walks away. We know, because of surveillance video, he's walked for 72 blocks and then vanishes. You heard her like I heard her. I want to help her, and we can help her. When I look at this young man's smile, he's got a smile like an angel. Help her find her baby. He maybe just turned 19, but he is her baby, and he loves his grandmother. Tip line. 816-234-5043, repeat, 816-234-5043, or 866-362-6422. Have you seen him? 866-362-6422. Can you think of anything we can do to help her, Barry?
You just have to go out and try to just follow the last part of the trail and just pick it up from there. I mean, you have to just recreate an investigation and just try to see if you can locate them that way. I mean, there's just so many things that you have to look into. I mean, there's no way that I can pinpoint one exact thing right now that's gonna remedy the situation.
I think starting there is exactly correct, Barry Hutchinson Sr., joining me from Barry & Associates Investigative Services there in Kansas. The grandma joining me right now, Miss Donald, you went to that location, the intersection of 77th and Troost, spelled T-R-O-O-S-T.
Yes.
And started handing out flyers. Had anyone seen him?
You know, I had a bunch of people to say, or they thought they saw. Yeah, I went from the Greyhound bus station all the way over to Maine, from Maine all the way over to 31st Street of Prospect. I went down to the homeless, every homeless shelter I called the morgue. I went all up and down Truce. I went on the backside of Kansas on Holmes. I went up. I have looked everywhere and posted all kinds of pictures of my grandson, and nobody has seen them. I got KC police only start to help me on the sixth day he was missing. That's crazy.
If you have information on this missing young man, he's got a smile like an angel. You all had a grandmother, right? My grandmother was Lucy, who helped raise me.
I love you, Mommy.
If you
so much.
Can't connect to him, do you hear his grandmother? Help her. 816-234-5043. 816-234-5043. Help us bring him home to his grandmother. Goodbye, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.